Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Cindy Burnett.
And my name is Dr. Matthew Werwood.
This is the Fueling Creativity Podcast.
On this show, we'll be talking about creativity topics and how they apply to the field of education.
We'll be speaking with scholars, educators, and resident experts about their work, challenges they face, and digging deeper into new and varying perspectives of creativity.
All with the goal to help fuel a more rich and informed discussion that provides teachers and parents with knowledge they can use at home or in the classroom.
So let's begin. So Matt, we did it.
We did it. We did it. And let's be clear on what we did. We are celebrating 2022, the beginning of 2022, with news that we hit our goal of 10,000 downloads in our first 9 months of the Fueling Creativity podcast. And I want to thank everyone who's listened to the show for helping us reach that goal.
And I'd like to especially thank those of you who have taken a few minutes to rate our podcast on your favorite platform. And if you haven't done so, don't worry, there's still time. Just go onto your favorite podcast platform and you can give us a rating. And we would love to hear more feedback about how you're feeling and what you're thinking about this podcast and what you'd like to see a bit more of.
Now, Cindy, before we kind of move into, you know, the promo, what did you get out of knowing that we hit that 10,000 download goal before the end of the year?
Well, Matt, it does remind me of when we first started and I said, I'd love to hit 10,000 downloads by the end of the year. And I think your response to that was a bit bleak and thinking we probably wouldn't get there and not to get my hopes up. Do you remember that?
I do. And I think you're being overly kind. I said, Cindy, I think that's completely unrealistic. We're not going to get to 10,000 downloads. I think I proposed, well, by current trending, I would suspect that we might get to around 7,000. But we had a great, great success with season three of the podcast. And I think for the most part, it's because we've got better at engaging in a conversation with our guests. I think we've got better at kind of distributing it. And of course, we're starting to build a base of listeners that I believe are starting to understand what we're trying to accomplish here. And that is interacting with these really amazing people that are generating new theories and new knowledge about the field of creativity and or thinking about how we apply creativity in the real world. And I think sharing that information and knowledge is helping us fuel this conversation around creativity and education.
And you know what else I think is interesting, Matt? Not to pick on you, but I will a little bit. But I do remember you saying, I wonder at some point soon, we're going to run out of people to interview. And as I keep looking at my list of ideal people to interview, it just keeps growing and growing and growing because there's so many amazing people doing great work out there.
You know what? You're right. And listen, I've got to take the hits. You know, I've got to take the hits. You're completely right. I think I was starting to worry about our network a little bit. But what's been great is that we've had people reaching out to us, either saying that they're available to be interviewed or they know someone who would be great for the show. And of course, what the show has done for both of us is it's forcing us to actively go out online and find more and more cool people doing really cool things. And I think that kind of brings us to one of the goals we've set is to get better at reaching out to people outside of kind of like the United States and getting a better sense of the things that are happening in other parts of the world.
Yes. And so if you know of anyone and you're listening and you think, oh, this person is a great educator or administrator or thought leader in creativity, we would love to know who it is. Even if you don't actually have close relations with this person, I have some dream guests in my mind. I'm not going to share who they are just yet, but we have some amazing people that we have interviewed already for season three coming up.
Yeah. And I think just to build on that, what I've really liked is I think we're getting a good balance and you referenced it in your response there between, you know, researchers, but the practitioners, the teachers, the educators, the administrators that are implementing all these amazing things that are helping to cultivate and facilitate creative thinking and creativity in the classroom. And those conversations for me have offered me some of the big takeaways that I've had with the show.
I couldn't agree more, Matt. So let's talk a little bit about season three. So Matt, the first thing we would like to do in season three of the podcast is start a new collection of episodes on creativity tips in response to some of the questions that we're receiving from our audience.
Yeah, and this is a really important point because I think you shared this on a LinkedIn post recently, Cindy. You know, we set ourselves a whole bunch of different goals when we first started this podcast. But one of the things that we want to kind of really focus on in season three is trying to be better at interacting with our listeners, making sure that the questions that we're asking are the questions that they consider most important for us to present to our guests. So what we've got is, first of all, we've got an email address. We've got an email address where we want to facilitate and get questions from our audience. And that email address is questions@fuelingcreativitypodcast.com. So I'm going to say that one more time, questions@fuelingcreativitypodcast.com. And slowly we'll be making more and more of a reference to that email. But what we're going to do is, we're encouraging you to share any questions that you have for future guests, future episodes on the show, but also questions that may have been generated from past episodes. And that's where I think things get really cool. So why don't you tell us, Cindy, what we're going to do that we think is super duper cool with questions that we get from past episodes?
So we're actually going to give you a quick look into this. What we're going to do is we're going to invite all of you to share your questions. In addition to the actual email that Matt just shared, we're also going to have a LinkedIn group. So if you're not part of the LinkedIn group, Fueling Creativity Podcast, please join it in the link in the notes. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask you for your questions about our past guests. So if you're listening to an episode and you think, I really would like to know more about this, you can certainly ask it on the LinkedIn group or through email. As Matt said, questions@fuelingcreativitypodcast.com. Then we're going to reach out to some of our past guests and invite them to respond to those questions. And then each month, we're going to have a monthly summary of some of the questions that were asked of our past guests.
And what's great is that we've already received one question on a past episode, and that was an episode with Wendy Ross. Now, in that episode, we explored the topic of serendipity and the relationship serendipity has with creativity and creative production. And so that obviously, that show generated some questions from a creativity researcher, and they've shared those questions to us via email. And what we're going to do is we're going to go back to Wendy Ross, and we're going to invite her to respond to one of these questions. And then that will be part of this new sequence of shows that we'll be offering via Creativity Tips.
So what is the format going to be like this season? So first of all, it's going to be very similar to what we've done in the past. We'll have 5 guest speakers. And on this season, we're going to be sharing those on Tuesdays instead of Friday. So if you aren't subscribed, please subscribe and watch out for those new episodes on Tuesdays. And what we're going to do is we'll have 5 episodes, and then Matt and I will get together and we'll debrief those 5 episodes, and then there'll be another 5 episodes. And in there, we'll have a special double espresso episode, which will be one of our leading scholars sharing 2 episodes in 1 week.
Now, can we talk about our first guest? I'm super excited with our first guest.
I'm pretty excited too. I think that was my favorite conversation we've had up until now.
Yeah, and it really connected to my work around kind of creativity and digital media and design thinking. But we got to interview David Cropley, and so I'm really, really super excited to have that conversation. David Cropley, for those of you who don't know, is an engineer and eventually transitioned into writing for the field of creativity from an engineering perspective. And I know me personally, I'm really interested in some of the discussions that we had around this concept of aesthetics versus functionality. So I'm super duper excited to releasing our first episode, which is coming out on
February 1st. Next week, next Tuesday, you can stay tuned to listen to Dr. David Cropley. So if you have any questions about this episode or questions you'd like to ask us in future episodes, please send us an email to questions@fuelingcreativitypodcast.com. Don't forget that podcast in there. My name is Dr. Cindy Burnett.
And my name is Dr. Matthew Werwood.
This podcast was produced by Creativity and Education and in partnership with dadsforcreativity.com. Our editor is Sina Yousefzadeh.